Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort and hope.
I'd like to stay here longer than man's allotted days, and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with Him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love story, tell of story on high. There with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by. To be your service along this pilgrim way, and lead the lost to Jesus as fervently I pray. As day by day I travel, I'll keep Him ever nigh, and live with Him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing a story, tell of story on high. There with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by. The end I know is nearing, by faith I look away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to Him forever and look beyond the sky and spend the endless ages in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story, tell of story on high. There with my dear Redeemer, there no more want to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter,
my comforter,
my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save.
On that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied.
For every sin on Him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Body lay, light of the world by darkness slain,
then bursting forth in glorious day, out from the grave He rose again. And as He stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me.
For I am His, and He is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my death. Can ever pluck me from
his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand, I stand, I stand, I stand.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name.
Still to conquer, riding the King in His might, leading the host of all the faithful into the midst of the fight. See them with courage advancing, like the brilliant array, shouting the name of their leader, in them exulting we sing. Not to the strong is the battle, not to the swift is the race, yet to the true and the faithful. Crowns and their scepters all shall perish, crowns and their splendor shall fall. Yet shall the armies thou leadest, faithful and true to the last, find in their mansions eternal rest when their warfare is past. Not to the strong is the battle, not to the swift is the race, yet to the true and the faithful, victory is promised through grace. Yes, to the true and the faithful, victory is promised through grace.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Take all I am, Lord, and all that I cling to. You are my Savior, I owe everything to. Take all my treasures that lie in my storehouse.
You opened your eyes to a brand new world, like a bloom that's beginning, like a flag unfurled. And he smiled from above at a baby girl. Only he could have dreamed of today.
Beautiful shadow, smile on his face. Daughter of heaven, drenched with his grace. Princess and servant, running the race.
I wish I'd been there to see the look on his face
as he was dreaming about today.
It hasn't always been easy, but the labor is sweet. Like a father so faithful, he's been watching your feet. And he promises always that your heart he will keep if you keep giving him your today.
Beautiful shadow, smile on his face. Daughter of heaven, drenched with his grace. Princess and servant, running the race.
I wish I'd been there to see the look on his face
as he was dreaming about today.
Life stretches before you like a brand new book. May his blood mark the pages everywhere that you look. May your goal be his altar. May his cross be your gain. May you be so consumed that life and death are the same.
Beautiful shadows, smile on his face. Daughter of heaven, drenched with his grace. Princess and servant, running the race.
I wish I'd been there to see the look on his face.
Beautiful shadows, smile on his face. Daughter of heaven, drenched with his grace. Princess and servant, running the race.
I wish I'd been there to see the look on his face
as he was dreaming about today.
Be thou still my strength and shield. sheep. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, Lord, me set on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. And this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. And this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Create.
Here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Monkey Madness. Malachi chapter 3 verse 11 says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. It was the time of year when the monkeys came, wild and destructive, to the fields that provide food for the people of India. When the monkeys came, the villagers armed themselves with sticks and positioned themselves in their fields and near their homes, ready to battle back this destructive band of unarmed intruders. However, this year, something was different in one particular Indian village. A small number of families had accepted Jesus as their saviour and worshipped each week on Sabbath in one of the family's homes. What would they do if the monkeys came on God's day of rest? Anticipating the arrival of the monkeys, the villagers readied themselves to protect their crops that would provide sustenance throughout the year. The new Christians, however, prayed and decided to be faithful to the God of the Sabbath and worship the Creator on His day, even if it meant risking crops and dwellings. Their neighbours, angered by their decision, told them, "We won't give you any of our food if you decide not to protect your own fields." On Sabbath morning, as was their custom, the fledgling group of Seventh-day Adventists met in one of the homes, praying, singing, and offering praise and thanksgiving to God. The monkeys came. Swinging clubs and sticks, the villagers beat back the monkeys as they tried to destroy the crops and homes. After the Sabbath ended and the new day dawned, the Adventist villagers went to assess the damage to their crops. But a miracle had happened. There was no damage to their undefended crops or homes. God had protected their fields from the monkeys. They were faithful to God, and He was faithful to them. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Great Controversy, page 208. While principalities and powers and wicked spirits in high places were leagued against them, the Lord did not forsake His people. Could their eyes have been opened, they would have seen as marked evidence of divine presence and aid as was granted to a prophet of old. When Elisha's servant pointed his master to the hostile army surrounding them and cutting off all opportunity for escape, the prophet prayed, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17. And lo, the mountain was filled with chariots and horses of fire, the army of heaven stationed to protect the man of God. Monkey Madness was written by Roger Stone, who founded Stone's Valley Foundation to meet needs in India. The ministry operates three orphanages, sponsors a Christian television program, and provides training and support for pastors. You can visit stonesvalley.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story, The Raised Remote. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Greg Morricone. I want to tell you about Marie, who lives in Minnesota in the United States of America. Marie was flipping through the channels on her rabbit ear TV. Rabbit ears are those little antennas that stick up, catching the local television channels. And she was flipping through the channels, and she saw static on her TV, but she heard just beautiful music coming through. So she sat and listened. She couldn't see anything because of the static, and the song touched her heart. She cried and cried, said, "Lord, thank you for this message and song. I would love to see it, but I can't." Several days later, she was flipping through the channels again and came across the same channel there in Minnesota. Another beautiful song. Her heart was touched, and she cried and cried, and she said, "God, I want to see the video, but the audio, thank you for that." So you've heard of boosters that'll boost the signal on rabbit ear antennas. So she had two. She went to her local electronics store, purchased the signal booster, and she, being a widow, was trying to figure out how to hook it up because her husband, before he passed, would do that for her. So she was back there. She figured out how to hook it into her TV, the booster. She was so excited because this would definitely give her the video now, not just audio. Turned everything on, went to the channel, all excited. Guess what? Not only was there no video, she had no audio. Marie was so discouraged. "Oh, God, here I am wanting to hear and see this wonderful message, but I can't see or hear anything this time." So she unplugged the booster from her TV. Again, same situation. She now had the audio, but there was no video, just terrible static on the screen. So Marie, this is the miracle here. Listen to this. Marie took the remote control to her TV. She raised it to heaven, and she said, "God, you've promised to be a father to the orphans. You've also promised to be a husband to the widows." Do you know what happened? 3ABN came in loud and clear. She could see the video and the audio. Now, you may say, miracles don't happen in the 21st century. Let me encourage you that they do. Marie is a testimony that miracles do happen, that God does care, and I want to encourage you today that God cares for you and wants to do miracles in your life today.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.